performing at Caroline's this weekend on Broadway, my man, David Alan Greer. What up, David?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Don't he sound like he just came from the fields and stuff?
Yeah, man.
How you doing? Man, let's
all low and everything.
Oh,
don't
all low and everything.
I'm on East Coast time, so I'm later, man. To do your show live. Woo, Lord. I'm strong, black.
Thank you.
Over there.
We are strong, black.
Last
people.
Time I did the show, I didn't go to bed. I got to do the time, so I ain't showing about 2 hours. I can't lay down.
Man, I just got a text message, and I agree with this texter. We need chocolate news now more than ever before. Right now.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. You see what they did to Larry Wilmore? Shut him down. They showed
them. They sure did.
They're not ready.
That was the closest thing we had to chocolate news. That's right.
That was mocha news. It was kind of chocolate. But,
yeah, it was.
I know.
And Conan's still on. Go figure. You're right.
Melissa Harris Perry, they took her off.
Yes. Well, you know what? You know the good thing. When Trump gets him elected, see, all that is done. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Down there? Hello?
Oh, David. It ain't so.
What I done did? I don't know, man. Please, everybody vote. All I got is one vote. You know, I voted for Barack Obama about 6 or 7 times. But this is different.
This is different.
They ain't going to let us do that no more. Very concerned.
How you got any? You got any conspiracy theories,
dude? I don't even know, man. You got to ask me hour by hour. Yesterday, I thought Trump was going to win. Today, I don't know. I mean,
what do you think about what do you think about Don King?
Yeah,
we gonna pray for Don King. He's always been a maverick, from hairstyle to the nonsense he talks. You know. A brilliant businessman when it comes to throwing hands, okay, in the boxing arena. But I don't really look to Don King to lead me, to tell me politically where I should vote, okay? We wish him well, and I will see you all in church, but that's where I'm at right now.
Hey, David, now you all finished the season with an episode called President Trump.
Yeah.
On the Carmichael show.
Yeah. And Joe Carmichael said he was for Trump.
Yes, for about 22 minutes. He was for Trump.
The length of that episode. Like, and that was
yeah,
it.
Now, it was like from the
now, the Carmichael show is coming back, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to start. We're going to start production in January for the new season, and I'm ready, man. I'm sitting at home.
The
election will have happened.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
Yeah,
the election
would have happened. I really wish we were on during this election cycle, but, you know, we got to wait. All the dust will have settled, brother.
Oh, my.
David, why do you think your show really resonates with viewers? It is really edgy. It's one of the best shows out there. Don't miss an episode. Why do you think it resonates with people so much?
Because you know what? I, in a lot of ways, the energy and the tone is uncompromising. We're not Black-ish. We are Black-er. So it's just real people. What I get from a lot of viewers, people that talk to me, it's like that reminds me of my family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that real honest, because when you go eat with your family, everybody has to chime in. Doesn't matter if they read the book, didn't read the book. Everybody got to chime in.
Oh, you listen to our show. Know? Yeah.
Yes, yes. So
we haven't read the book
in
several. We haven't read the book at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But everybody's
got to
say
something.
Opinion,
can I say something? I didn't read the book, but I don't like it. So, it's a whole lot of that. So,
and your character. Your character says everything that is so, what do you call it, not PC.
Right, right. But, you know, because you got to figure, like, most of the show takes place in our house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's supposed to be the safe space. I'm supposed to be, and as a matter of fact, I said that a couple times. I said, I thought this is where this is Joe Carmichael's tiny kingdom. You know, when he's sitting on his chair in his living room, I get to say what I want. You know, so that is kind of where we're at. I mean, I love it. I love that this guy. And
he's like a black Archie Bunker, huh?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. He just gets to fire on people.
Man, it's not coming back till January?
Well, not in production till January.
We're not going to be back on until next spring. So don't get me started. Don't get me started,
oh,
brother.
But you know, if NBC was smart, David, they would bring back a live Carmichael episode right around the election time. That would be a killer.
Well, you know, you said something very interesting.
Okay.
You said, if NBC anyway, we're going to be back on about March or April. Shoot, I don't know.
After the elections.
You're performing at Carolina.
Yes.
Time for the impeachment. Maybe we'll be on in time for the impeachment.
Caroline's this weekend.
This weekend.
Tonight through Saturday.
All right.
We love you,
David
Allen
Greer.
Hey,
we miss you.
Love you guys, too. Vote.
All right. Later,
vote.
Man.